My dear friends in Christ, who was that young man? Is it you and I? What is the point of the focus of the young man in the gospel reading? It's interesting, as we read the scriptures, at times there's an introductory sentence setting the scene. Sometimes it's Jesus going off to pray. But here, Jesus was setting out on a journey when this man ran up to him and asked what he must do to inherit eternal life. And of course, we all want to know that too, because we do want to have everlasting life. So Jesus looked at him and loved him, and he invited him to be one of the apostles, to come, follow me, sell all you have and give to the poor. But that wasn't what the man wanted to hear. And so he was sad, and his face fell, as the scripture says. Jesus wasn't saying that he is against wealth, but the young man forgot that his possessions were not his. They were on loan. He was a steward to give his life back to God in service. And we too are those servants. Our life is not our own. As St. Paul says, we have been bought at a great price. We need only look at the crucifix to know what that price was. And so we too have to understand that God has brought us to the banquet of life, not just for this earthly existence, but for eternal life. And it is to the saints that we look, because they in their lives show us in a concrete way how to give our life back to God in service. Like the stars, the saints are many and give us hope. They are our heavenly heroes, our brothers and sisters who have gone before us on the pathway to the Father's house. And they put their face in human touch on the goodness of God in the world. What we are asked many times is to make a sacrifice. Sometimes we have to give up certain things. We have to give up those possessions of which we are attached. We have to give up friendships, perhaps. We have to give up some of those ideas, the idols that we have, which keep us from being committed and being those disciples of Christ that we need to be. The Venerable John Henry Newman, who is soon to be beatified, was the vicar of St. Mary's Church in Oxford, a rather prestigious position. And at the time of the Oxford movement, he was writing to show that the Anglican Church was the middle way, the via media between the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholic Church, the Romans, as the Anglicans referred to Catholics. And so he was writing these after studying the Church Fathers, but he came to Tract 90, and then he wrote to his sister, saying that he looked in the mirror and he said that we are the Eutychians. Eutychius was the forerunner, the man before the Arian heresy, which in the early church for about 200 years almost destroyed the church, because the widespread Arian heresy did not believe that Jesus was God. But John Henry Cardinal Newman, with his study of the Church Fathers, came to believe that the Catholic Church was indeed the church which Christ founded. And a man of conscience, he could not remain in his position, although he had nothing to gain becoming a Catholic. He knew no Catholics. But nevertheless, he made that decision, and he followed his conscience in following Christ in what was being asked of him to do. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Edith Stein. Her mother could never accept her becoming Catholic. And she, too, made that sacrifice, giving her life as a martyr finally in Auschwitz, and had written that she came to believe that there was nothing that happened by chance, but everything in her life, down to the smallest detail, was by providence. And so there are times then when we are asked to live our lives not understanding everything, like Mary and Joseph, sometimes pondering things in their hearts. We too have to see the unfolding our lives, the circumstances, as God's will for us, and like Abraham and Mary, saying yes to God. So the lives of the saints, which today the Holy Father, early this morning in St. Peter's, canonized five new ones, two of which are significant for us here in the United States, with the St. Jan Juchan, the founder of the Little Sisters of the Poor, who have establishments around the world in some 200 houses. And St. Damien de Wüster, originally from Belgium, who became the priest, the martyr of Molokai, in the sense that he contracted leprosy and identified himself with the lepers of Hawaii in Molokai. So the lives of the saints show us in a concrete way how we give our lives back to God in service. And Mary, who is the Queen of all saints, the cause of our joy, in particular, in saying yes, teaches us to also say yes to God in the circumstances of our lives. In St. John's Gospel, he says, "Now at the cross of Jesus stood his mother." And so we say, "O Mary blessed, sweet star of life's dark sea, take us to port of rest and open heaven to me. O Mother Mary, pray for me. Vivat Christus Rex. Long live Christ the King. Praised be Jesus Christ."